Chazal learn out based on the psukim. Vayelchu shoshes yamim b'midbar v'lo matzu mayim imayim el haTorah. They have the takana of having kriyas haTorah Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. You never go 3 days without learning Torah. So, I guess the shy would be, let's say you miss Monday. So should you learn on Tuesday instead? So there's a famous Shiloh of the Netziv from Chicago. The case was they were donated the Sefer Torah on Sunday because that's when people are off, and they started giving out aliyahs and reading. People were saying, what are you doing? Bracha levatalas. But I think they did it anyway. So then they sent the Shiloh to the Netziv. So the Netziv agreed. He thought it was a bracha levatalah. He says, There's a takana drabanan. You can only learn on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, or it could be Rosh Chodesh. If there's a takana, if it was a day of Rosh Chodesh, or it was Monday, then the Netziv would be fine with raining in the afternoon. However, since it was a day that it wasn't a Rosh Chodesh, it was a regular Sunday, he felt it's not appropriate. That's what I think the Rav Soloveitchik used to do. On the day he used to come back from Boston, so maybe a mincha, if I recall correctly, he used to lean out, so that would be working with the Netziv. As long as it's on the same day, so you're not, l'chadchila, it's a certain time to do it, but b'di'evid, you could lean in at any time. And that's working with the Netziv, it fits in the way we have it, because regarding a tiny sibor, me'ikra din ha'gemara, they only read Kriyas HaTorah at mincha. It was only a later institution, I believe by the Gaonim, that they read at Shacharis. How could the Gaonim make up their own Kriyas HaTorah? The answer is, no, since on that day anyway, it was a Takana Drabanan to read on a fast day, so it's a day where you're Mechayev and you're obligated in Kriyas HaTorah, so too, it's less of an issue regarding the Tainis. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to explain also regarding Leil Simchas Torah. And there's a minute to lane, we take out Vezos HaBrach and we lane on the night of Simchas Torah. It was a later, even way after the Gaonim, it was a much later institution. So why is it? Because since B'chayiving the next day at Shachar, between Lichat Chila, between Shacharis and Musaf, is supposed to lay in Kriyas HaTorah. But it's okay, you could add the same waning again, whether you could add a different waning, it's a separate discussion, at least they had the same waning. He considers that on the same day. I think he talks about the Marsham in a case where, I don't know, pogroms, communist Russia, where basically they couldn't wane on Shabbos, so he felt that the only time the Tzibor Kalein is Friday night, so he thought b'di'evit, just like we do Leil Simchas Torah we lain, so too we could b'di'evit, if you can't lain between Shacharis and Musaf, you could lain the night before. And the Vilna Gaon points out that the Kriya on Leil Simchas Torah is post Gaonim, it's much later. So who cares, what's the difference? Because Me'edina Gemara, let's say a Kohen, or if there's a Kohen and a Talmud Chacham, if it's a Talmud Chacham who's a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Kohen, so Me'edina Gemara, the Talmud Chacham gets the Aliyah. That's why the Minigan, many yeshivas, they give the same people the Aliyahs every week, because the biggest Talmud Chacham gets it. So unless there's a change during the year, but generally that's based on this minute. I mean, they give Kohen and Levi, but I guess they look for the biggest Talmud Chacham, Kohen and Levi, and Shlishi is the biggest Talmud Chacham around, period. So that was a way, so the Gaonim instituted to avoid, for Darkei Sholom, to avoid Ketata Machlokes, so therefore they said, well, who's going to determine who's smarter than the other one, who knows more? So therefore they gave the Koah. Therefore, they said, give it to the Kohen Levi Yisrael. So the Vilna Gaon, apparently, on Leil Simchas Torah at night, he used to take the first Aliyah. Why? He says, because the only reason he didn't say about himself, but the only reason he wasn't getting the first Aliyah is because the Takanas HaGaonim to give a Kohen and Levi first. But since the Seder Kriyas HaTorah and Leil Simchas Torah is much later, so it's not Bichlal the Takana, the Gaonim to make a Takana on something that didn't exist. It is a later institution that they never included the Takanas HaGaonim, so therefore he felt you should give the biggest Talmud Chacham. So Rav Soloveitchik followed the Gra, but to a limited amount. He wouldn't take the first Aliyah. He still would give Kohen and Levi, presumably the one with the biggest Talmud Chacham around. But on Shlishi, that he would give the biggest Talmud Chacham. So that's the Yisod. We see the Yisod of Netziv that you can't read from the Sefer Torah unless it's the same day. If it's a Monday, Thursday, or Rosh Chodesh, that's the Yisod by Atanya Sibor that we instituted later on to Kriyas HaTorah and Shacharis, because since it was the day that Chayiv and Kriyas HaTorah. As well, Leil Simchas Torah, since we read it during the day, the Maharsham points out and others that you could read it at night, and that's why post facto Friday night, if you can't read the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos day, so then you could be, according to these Shitas, you could be Yotzei at night. Now it's the Minhag of the Gra, that since Leil Simchas Torah was post Konim, he used to take the first Aliyah because he was the biggest Talmud Chacham, and the Rav didn't take it that far. He took it when it came to Shlishi, he would give the biggest Talmud Chacham, but maybe I assume by Kohen and Levi, he'd find the biggest Talmud Chacham Kohen and the biggest Talmud Chacham Levi.